Welcome to the Housing Literacy Podcast with host Matt Guarino, founder of Powerful Homes. Matt's mission is to empower dreams through home ownership.
We're here to help.
We're going to do this together.
And now, Matt Guarino.
Hey guys, my name is Matt Guarino and I'm the founder of Powerful Homes. Our vision is to empower dreams through real estate. And our mission is to help 10,000 people over the next 10 years purchase their first home or their first investment property through a process called housing literacy, which is basically the mindset and the tactics, the rubber meets the road way that you're going to do that. And I'm so excited to do this. I wrote a book last year called Powerful Homes. And basically what it does is it summarized my learnings over 25 years of buying and selling land and multifamily and houses all over the country. And I realized that I did have kind of a mindset and tactics set of tactics that I used over that period of time. And I want to share it with people, mainly because I don't think that there was a book out there like that. I think there's some incredible websites. There's some incredible companies that show you some tactics. But a lot of them are very similar, and some of them are just very entertaining, but they don't help you with what do you do when it hits the fan? What do you do when there's something, you know, something you don't know how to do? And so that's basically it. And I think it is the mindset and the tactics that helped me prevail throughout that time. I started with nothing and I didn't really have anybody to talk to about it. Didn't have a book like that. So I wrote one. So glad you're here. If it's for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back, glad you're back. A couple of ground rules is that this is a judgment-free zone, a JFZ, where I'm just sharing with you, ripping off the mask and just sharing with you some real things that I've experienced, hopefully that'll bring you some value. I'm not trying to push anything on you, my religious beliefs, my political beliefs, or anything else. I'm not trying to sell you anything, just putting it out there. And so you can take or leave whatever works for you. I also think it's not the end-all be-all. You know, we don't have it all figured out for sure. And I also think that having stock and bonds and a balanced portfolio and other things other than real estate is a really good idea. So real estate could be one way to create stability in your life and empower your dreams, but there are many others as well. So, you know, take or leave it. But again, really happy you're here. So today's topic is in housing literacy is basically the truth, the T-R-U-T-H, which are five things, the truth about property inspections. So at this point in the process of buying a home, we're assuming that you have selected the right home in the right location for the right price with the right terms for the right reason. And so now you're under contract and you're going through one of the contingency items is to do an inspection, do some due diligence. So we're assuming you're all the way to that point. What I would like to just quickly cover this moment is probably one of the most misunderstood. If you're a new first-time home buyer listening to this, or even an experienced investor, people get this wrong. When people say that they've sold their house, a seller says that they sold their house. Often they don't understand that they have not. Basically, they've given the right to buy it to a buyer subject to a series of contingencies that they control. If someone says they bought a house by putting it under contract, it's not that either. They have to get through these things, which they control based on their subjective opinion. I've had people say, well, how do I get out of it? What if nothing's wrong with the house? There doesn't have to be anything wrong at this moment about the property inspection. You can, based on your subjective opinion, just get out and say, if you had to say anything, it's under a sky. I don't like properties under a sky, right? So it's subjective, and that's a really important thing to know. So you're here at the inspection. The buyer controls the inspection. They control the appraisal moment, the title, the survey, and then the loan conditions, and they can get out at any of those times. So one other thing about that, crazy times today where people are putting things under contract for more than the purchase price, expecting to push back on the seller. I think our whole program is about empowerment. It's about how can you use real estate to, you know, turbocharge your life, create a foundation, and really learn something. Gets activated when you're the owner. You pay attention closer. You just like you don't wash a rental car before you take it back. When it's your house and you own it, it's different. So the idea is that not to put something under contract falsely. Don't do anything falsely throughout this whole process. That's one of the housing literacy things, is be your best self, be your most authentic self, keep it real. Don't try to posture. And, you know, I've experienced so many times in this moment, brokers, if they're representing you, think their job is to be tough and beat up the other side and just be aggressive and nasty. You know, I don't see the world moving forward acting like that. I don't. I think maybe 30 years ago it worked, 20 years ago it might have worked, but now it doesn't. In this moment, I say in the inspection process, be your authentic self, show up that way, and interact with the other party, either if you're the buyer or the seller. So the first T before I get into it, the one quote I would say, the governing quote for this is basically the Ronald Reagan quote from the 80s, is to trust but verify. We're trusting our instincts, but we're verifying assumptions. Trust, but verify. So all of these, T-R-U-T-H, all of these five steps are about verifying in a very deep way. It's a very serious thing, buying a house. So you want to make sure you do it in a way that you feel very comfortable. So, and then finally, before I get into the first one is, you know, we have an ethic, you know, talk about values-based mindset and tactic is to treat people like family, right? It's very basic for us. Would I be happy I bought this home in 5 years now? Or would I be happy, or the seller or the buyer be happy that I sold it to them? So all of these things, trusting with verifying, you're trying to make sure that you're really comfortable with buying it and feeling like you got a good deal from the seller. So that's where we are. So the first T is to talk to the right people. Talk to the right people. So don't simply just read documents and do online research. Interact with people and listen to their answers to things like, talking to the neighbors on the block. Hey, how is this block? How is 123 Main Street, this house? Any issues going on there for the last 20 years that you've lived here? This is also saying, you know, we're to the point where you, in a prior episode, I've talked about how to hire and have a great relationship with your contractor. So you're going to hire great vendors like an inspector, have a plumber, electrician, roofer, foundation person, all the specialty trades with the bones of the house. And in the show notes of this episode, we can give you great references for things like that. But talk with your contractors, be at the inspection if you can, to listen to what he's saying about the foundation or the roof or the windows, to talk with them. Also, you can talk to local police and firemen. You know, go to the firehouse, go to the police station, ask them, hey, what is it like on that block? What is it like in that subdivision? Do you see many calls there? And listen to what they say. Go to the nearby school, walk in there, you know, do it safely, but walk in there, set an appointment and talk to them for a few minutes. How is the community? How's the interaction with the school? Are they huge supportive and it's a wonderful thing? Just get to know it. Talk to local public utilities, talk to the transportation department in the area about, are there any plans to widen streets or what is the plan, right? So it's all about, this is a serious decision. You want to trust but verify, but talking to people, not just looking on the internet, right? So one of the things, I'll give you a housing literacy moment. Remember, it's mindset and tactics. I was buying a property in a street called Inca in Denver, city and county of Denver. And I went to the local police station and I said, hey, what is First and Inca like? It was between the 100 block and the 200 block of Inca. He said, well, you know about the Inca boys, right? I said, no, I don't. And he said, well, it was one of the biggest gangs in the country. And in the 70s and 80s, it was the Incas and the GKIs, gangsters killing Incas. You can't even make this stuff up. And I'm sitting here horrified. I'm under contract. And he said, oh, don't worry. That's all been resolved. But there's a documentary about it, about this block that I was buying on. All that came from talking to the local police. I felt comforted to know that it was resolved, but it was also cool to know and understand that that's what happened 40 years ago. So talk to people, don't just do research online. So the second one is the other side of that, to research deeply. So read thoroughly all the documentation regarding the property. Go to the local zoning department and the permit office. Look on the website of the home builder that may have built it. See if they have any issues or things like that with the soil or, you know, anything with their build out in that subdivision. Has there been any articles about it? Google the subdivision, the city, and the county for any ongoing issues. Review chain of title. That's a big thing. Really read the title documents. Understand it. If you don't, ask your closer, ask the title company. But really, really read it thoroughly. Go to the library if your house is really old. I went to the Denver Library one time for a property on Cherokee Street, 3rd and Cherokee, and it was super old. It was very old. I went to the library, and I don't know if you know this, but if you've heard of Little Pink Houses, you get these old insurance maps from the librarian. You kind of lay them out on the table. I found that the property I was buying at 3rd and Cherokee was very historic. We think that it might have been the original schoolhouse. It's one of my original projects. Super cool. So that was really good to know. Again, thoroughly researching, looking at the documentation, having fun with it. Don't feel like it's a big burden, but do your homework, right? So TR and then U is to understand the biggest issues and create a plan to mitigate. Not everything is a deal breaker, you know, and you can use coaches and guides. You know, we have Powerful Homes Realty. If you had any questions, we'd love to help you out on that. But don't panic, you know, if you have some issues. A ripped screen is not a deal breaker. A couple of broken window panes are not a deal breaker. A foundation problem may be something you need to dig into more. But basically, the idea is to understand the issues and to create a plan to mitigate. Don't panic. Don't think immediately it's over, right? Everything can be solved. And for all you know, the seller might give you a credit, right? Right now, I'm under contract with a property in Colorado Springs that has a foundation problem. You know, I didn't know it when I went down there, and now I'm sending my structural engineer to go look at it next Tuesday, I think Tuesday or Wednesday. So he's going to go look at it, and he's going to give me a plan to mitigate. And it might just be something, a $20,000 thing that the seller may be willing to do, right? So don't panic. Prioritize what's going on. Line it up with your goals again. You know, look at your goals. My goal is to live in this neighborhood and this kind of home. Not all things are deal breakers. Some are. Other ones that you really have to look at are title issues. If there's a boundary issue with your neighbors, if there's something in the back with the alley, really understand those things, dig deeply. Any kind of EPA issue, I would say that during the first go around when you're hiring the right folks, you know, look at the lead, get a lead-based paint somebody out there. Look at the, have somebody test for that. Have somebody test for radon. Have somebody test for all the EPA issues that you might have. And really look at that and see if you have to mitigate that. Again, it's not something to panic about. It's just, you know, understanding and you're trusting and you're verifying. The fourth one is to take your time. T-R-U-T is in truth, take your time. So part of the biggest stress of buying a home for the first time or even multiple times is that you have a compressed time frame to make a decision. And you don't do this every day. We all have our jobs and our skills that come naturally to us. Buying a big ticket item like a home isn't something anybody usually does every day. And then put on the top of that the pressure to make in 2 weeks a bunch of decisions, to take in this information and to make pressurized decisions. So know that you can always ask for more time. Take your time. So if you needed more time, ask for it. You can also push back for more information. And then the seller will need more time. You can also request that the seller execute some of these things. Investigate the boundary issue. Investigate the foundation thing. It's not this thing that you have to absorb because you found something and you have to do it. And you have to get all stressed out about it. So take your time. The final thing is you could put, you know, say $10,000 down and take an option. You know, I've purchased an option that in 1 year from now, I can come back to you and buy it, right? That's just another thing that might be mind-blowing, but if you need more time, get it. I don't think that anybody, whether it's buying a house or anything, should feel the pressure. If you're feeling something in your gut that, you know, you just need a little more time to solve it or process it or talk to someone, get the time. You'd be surprised how many times people will give it to you, right? Remember how we talked about, you know, you want this whole thing is the truth about property inspections, creating, you know, a positive outcome for everybody, including the seller, right? Asking yourself, what story do I want to tell 5 years from now about this moment? Well, taking more time, it's always a good idea for buyer and seller to have a full complement of the information. nobody really wants to screw somebody. I think there's this kind of folklore in the industry that you have to be rough and tough and bully people or how people negotiate. I think if you're honest with people, they can smell it on you. If you're sincere and you want to buy something and you're the right buyer and they're the right seller, you can figure it out. But doing it, having like a cagey boxing match, I think never, rarely produces an outcome that you're proud of when you look back and say, wow, I really like how that story played out. So get more time. The last thing is just to have a positive attitude. Just because it's a new experience dealing with unknown people and uncertainties doesn't mean it has to be the most stressful thing you've ever done. Everything when you go through the first time is harder. The second time's easier. The third time's easier than that. So anytime you do something for the first time, there's something called growing pains. So I would say that you can find the humor in the moments, right? Having a sense of humor is the fastest way to connect with people. I can't even tell you how many times I've interacted with brokers or interacted with a seller. And I had some funky news that I found out with the seller about something that they didn't know about the property they've owned for 30 years. My experience has been housing literacy is to bring kind of a light touch to that. Everything doesn't have to be life or death. You don't have to make somebody wrong to get your point across. You don't have to beat somebody up to win a $10,000 credit, and especially bringing some humor to it, some levity. It loosens things up and it makes a hard, stressful moment less stressful. So, and remember always that this is a choice. You know, buying this property, if you're under contract, it's a choice and you could choose to terminate. You do it for the right reason. You do it if you're trying to trust but verify, and you verified something and it just makes you uncomfortable, it's okay. You know, one of the things we say all the time is that the deal of the century comes around every week. There'll be another property. Don't feel that you have to do this. That's when decisions, you know, bad decisions are made, when you feel like you have to do something. You don't have to do anything. You know, and likewise, if you're selling a property and somebody's beating you up and it just feels so hard, maybe it's time to step away, right? So know that the last thing is to try to bring a positive attitude to it, bring some lightness, bring some humor. You know, I think it'll make things go much smoother. So there you have it. Those are the truth to the property inspection process. Hopefully you found some value in that. My cell phone, if you have any questions, texting is always the best way to get a hold of me, is 303-885-1644. Love to talk to you. Love to hear about experiences that you've had that, and maybe how some of this might resonate with you. If you're interested, love for you to subscribe to our channel, and look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Housing Literacy Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and hit that subscribe button. And stay connected with Matt Guarino by visiting www.powerfulhomes.org.